Hey, everyone, I'm Dan Whedon, and welcome to Unleashed the Podcast. This is an Extra Points Extra based off my weekly missive titled Extra Points. You can subscribe to Extra Points by visiting danwhedon.com and asking to subscribe to the newsletter. You can also subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and Pandora Podcasts. Unleash the Podcast is brought to you by my sponsor, Emerging Risk Solutions. Thank you for the support of the show. And now, on to today's episode titled, What's 141 Below Feel Like? Let's get unleashed. I had my virgin cryotherapy treatment a few weeks ago. It was cool. No, chilly. No, really, really cold. Before going in, the attendant informed me that I'd begin in a really cold chamber to start getting my skin and body used to the colder temp. After about a minute, I could swing into the other chamber that would produce a temperature of about 141 degrees below zero. Oh. So I donned the accoutrements to protect my ears, hands, feet, and mouth, took a deep, uneasy breath, and went into the first chamber. It was akin to a meat locker, or even a slightly colder version of the refrigerated space at a Costco. After a minute, I took another long, slow breath and burst through the swinging doors into frigid. It sort of takes your breath away. The chamber has a system that is blowing air colder than the room, or at least it felt that way. I constantly monitored the timer on the wall that would tell me when my 2.5 minutes were up. It seemed much longer than a couple commercials during a football game telecast. Time came, and I moved back into the first chamber, which now seemed less cold than before. After 30 seconds, I re-entered the room. Oddly, I felt a refreshing and rejuvenating feeling as my blood, which had rushed to support my heart in what it felt was a crisis, came pouring back through my veins, back to the extremities. We often talk about feeling the heat when there is stress, anxiety, or pressure. Let me tell you, 141 degrees below will also get your attention. The things that made the total of 4 minutes possible to tolerate were the apparel that I used to protect the most valuable areas of my body. The hands, feet, ears, nose, and lungs are the most susceptible to damage. I could confidently walk in knowing those areas were protected. How protected are your most vulnerable assets in your business? How are you protecting your financial statement, profitability, expensive equipment, intellectual property, and people? Do you have the proper tools of the trade to shield them from damage? How protected is your most valuable assets in your life? How are you protecting your financial investments, future income, children's future, ability to cover the costs of aging, and most cherished relationships? Prevention is the least expensive option in the risk management process. While we may talk a lot about how to respond to and recover from a crisis, there is no doubt that prevention is best. It's pretty tough to quantify a loss that never occurs, but clearly, those crises stopped will advance your profitability both professionally and personally. And that's pretty cool. Thanks for listening. Unleashed the Podcast is brought to you by my sponsor, Emerging Risk Solutions. Please subscribe on your favorite platform so you can catch every episode. For now, be well, be happy, be healthy, and above all, be unleashed.